Hey guys, welcome to Sky's Limit Podcast. Hope you all are having a lovely day, night, morning, whatever time it is for you. And I'm still on holiday. And yeah, we're in 2021. We're in 2021 Destiny by the time this comes out, at least.
Yeah. Yay. And for us, that will be tomorrow. Oh, wait, no,
Tomorrow
it's
it's
today.
up. Yeah, it's so crazy to think that we're gonna be in 2021 very soon. Now, do you want to say what we're doing today?
We're doing Harry Potter quizzes to find out your Hogwarts house.
Yes, I've got an idea. Instead of us doing two, we'll do the wizardmore.com
Oh,
quiz,
yeah.
like the official one, and then
Yeah, I was that.
yeah, well, we'll do it, but we'll do one where it's your thing, and then we'll do the opposite of what you choose, so the opposite of your house.
Okay.
So, like, an answer you'd never do. Like, the first question is moon or stars. So,
Am
what
I
do you.
answering what I want now?
Yeah, what would you choose, moon or stars?
I would choose stars because I am a star.
Yes. Oh my God. Classic Libra. Yeah. So. Normally, you'll choose stars, but in the next time you take the quiz, you'll choose moon. Okay, if you could have any power, which would you choose? The power to read minds, the power of invisibility, the power of superhuman strength, the power to speak to animals, the power to change your past, or the power to change your appearance at will.
Invisibility.
Oh, I wouldn't choose that, but Ravenclaw, I
I
guess.
like I do like the idea of appearance, though. I will say that.
Yeah. Okay. One of your housemates has cheated in a Hogwarts exam by using a self-spelling quill. Now he has come to the top of the class in charms, beating you into second place. Professor Flitwick is suspicious of what happened. He draws you to one side after his lesson and asks you whether or not your classmate used the forbidden quill. What do you do? Lie and say you don't know, but hope somebody else tells Professor Flitwick the truth. Tell Professor Flitwick that he ought to ask your classmate and resolve to tell your classmate that if he doesn't tell the truth, you will. Tell Professor Flitwick the truth. If your classmate is prepared to win by cheating, he deserves to be found out. Also, as you are both in the same house, any points he loses will be regained for you for coming first in his place. Or you would not wait to be asked to tell Professor Flitwick the truth. If you knew that somebody was using a forbidden quill, you would tell the teacher before the exam started.
Was one of the options tell the guy to tell the truth? Like tell the other
Yeah.
person to tell the truth, or you will? Yeah, I'll
Yeah.
do that one. Only because I want to be top of the class.
What? Tell Professor Flitwick that he ought to ask your classmate and resolve to tell your classmate that if he doesn't tell the truth, you will. Okay. Given the choice, would you rather invent a potion that would guarantee you love, glory, wisdom, or power?
Ooh.
Love, glory,
I feel
wisdom.
like glory.
All right.
I feel like glory, but I also want wisdom.
Doing glory?
Yeah, I'll do glory.
Okay, what kind of instrument most pleases your ear? The violin, the trumpet, the piano, or the drum?
piano.
That's not me playing the piano. Okay.
Oh, you're all right. I've heard worse.
Oh, thank you. Okay. If you're attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? I know you're going to choose cat, but tabby cat, Siamese cat, ginger cat, black cat, or white cat? Wait, can I say what I think?
I currently... Yeah.
I think you're either going to choose a white cat or a Siamese cat.
Well, my cat is a black Siamese. So, there's that. But one of my cats is a black Siamese. I also have a black cat as a ball and then a tabby. So, it depends which one I want to bring with me. But I'll just do black cat because I've got two black cats.
I did not choose one that you chose. Okay. Which of the following do you find most difficult to deal with? Hunger, cold, loneliness, boredom, or being ignored?
Being ignored. I hate being ignored, but oh well. I suck it up.
Black or white?
White.
Oh my gosh. I got the answer. So, what do you think you would have gotten?
Slytherin.
You got Gryffindor.
What?
You got Gryffindor. Oh my god. I hate Gryffindors. Why are we friends?
I'm not a Gryffindor, though.
Well, the screen's right in front of me saying...
Did you say that you clicked the wrong answer, though, for me?
No.
At one point, or did you undo it?
I never clicked the wrong answer.
I thought you said that. Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm not Gryffindor. I think I know where I went wrong.
Where?
I could have chose wisdom over glory.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I went wrong. I was thinking wisdom, but I said glory first. So I'll just run along with it.
Let's see what the opposite of you is, okay? And then we'll do me.
Next thing you know, it's still Gryffindor.
I will be so pissed because that means you'll be a Gryffindor through and through. Okay.
So no, I'm not going to be.
Moon or stars? Moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you rather be? So this one is the one, like, the least you would. All right. Like, what one would you rather be? So it's the one you'd least rather be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Envied, imitated, trusted, praised, liked, or feared?
Imitated.
Imitated. You'd hate for somebody to copy you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you looking forward to? Least to learn at Hogwarts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Apparition and disapparation, being able to materialize and dematerialize at will. Transfiguration, turning one object into another. Flying on a broomstick, hexes and jinxes. All about magical creatures and how to befriend / care for them. Secrets about the castle or every area of magic I can. So this is what you're least looking forward to.
Broomsticks.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just going broomsticks.
Oh god, I already know.
Flying isn't important.
What pet would you least want? A toad.
Yeah.
You have a fear of frogs and toads. So which one do you want the least though? Common toad, Natterjack toad, dragon toad, Harley Quinn toad, or tree toad?
What's the difference?
Huh?
What are the major differences?
I don't know. Let's do common then. So common toad, okay. Four goblets are placed before you. Which one would you not drink, okay? The foaming, frosting, silvery liquid that sparkles as though containing ground diamonds. The smooth, thick, richly purple drink that gives off a delicious smell of chocolate and plums. The golden liquid so bright that it hurts the eye and which makes sunspots dance all around the room. Or the mysterious black liquid that gleams like ink and gives off fumes that makes you see strange visions. The one that you would least want to drink.
The last one he said.
Oh, the inky one. Okay, after you have died, what would you most like people to not think when they hear your name? Miss you, but smile. Ask for more stories about your adventures. Think with admiration of your achievements. Or, I don't care what people think of me after I'm dead. It's what they think of me while I'm alive that counts. So what one do you least want?
I don't care. I don't know.
They're all good.
I know. What was the second one?
Miss you but smile.
Okay.
That one?
No. Think of my achievements.
Okay. Which road tempts you the least? The wide, sunny, grassy lane, the narrow, dark, lantern-lit alley, the twisting, leaf-strewn path through the woods, or the cobbled street lined with ancient buildings?
The last one.
Left or right? The one that you don't like. So, if you would choose right, do left. Huh?
I would choose left. I would choose left, but right.
Okay.
Because of it.
Oh my god. Do you want to know what? The one you're apparently the least?
What?
Your opposite house is Ravenclaw. What? That's what you're most like. This has to be wrong. Okay, I'm gonna do mine now. Moon or stars, moon. Which of the following would you most like to study? Ghosts. Four goblets are placed before you. Which would you choose to drink? This is the ones I want, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
The smooth, thick, richly purple drink that gives off a delicious smell of chocolate and plums. Given the choice, would you rather invent a potion that would guarantee you? I would want a potion that would guarantee me love. One of your housemates was cheated in a Hogwarts exam by using a self-quilling spell. Now he has the top of class in charms, beating you into second place. Professor Flitwick is suspicious of what happened, blah, blah, blah. Lion said, you don't know, no. Tell Professor Flitwick that he ought to know. I would say lion say, I don't know, but hope somebody else. Which of the following do you find most difficult to deal with? Hunger, cold, loneliness. If you're returning Hogwarts, which pet would you take with you? Now, this is going to surprise you, okay, Destiny?
Mm-hmm.
White cat, I would choose.
Okay.
Black or white? Black. Yes, I got Hufflepuff. The normal one I always get. Now, so now I'm going to do the opposite. So, technically, the opposite of Hufflepuff is usually Slytherin. But I feel like I'm a Slytherpuff. Do you think so?
Yeah.
So, I hate Gryffindor, so I swear to God, I hope I get Gryffindor for the opposite one. These pleas is my ear. The trumpet. After I've died. Shaw has gone the one I wouldn't do. Okay, which nightmare would frighten me the most? Standing on top... Oh, that frightens me. So something that doesn't frighten me. When is it? Oh, no, that's scary. Waking up at... Fine, no. They're all scary. Oh, no, that's not that scary. That's me already. Being forced to speak in such a silly voice that hardly anyone can understand you and everyone laughs at you. I would probably go Toad as well for the one I wouldn't do, but I would go three Toad. Which of the following would you least like to study? Trolls. Heads or tails? I would normally go tails, so I'm going to go head. What the heck?
My,
I got Hufflepuff for my least done one as well.
See, that's what I said. I said that I reckon we're probably both going to get our most and least likely houses the same one.
Well, you got Ravenclaw for your least one.
Well, I reckon if I picked Wisdom over Glory, I would have gotten Ravenclaw.
Yeah, sorry, I just had a drink. So, now that we've done the Harry Potter aspect of it, let's just get into some random talk. Did you hear Croods 2 has come out?
Yeah, my mum wants to take me to the
movie. Oh, I want to watch it so badly. Like, it looks so good.
I've watched, like, I went on a website where you can watch the movie now, but I only watched the first 20 minutes because I didn't want to spoil it before I watched it in cinemas.
Yeah.
But it does seem good from what I have watched.
I just want to watch it so badly, and so does my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you have anything planned for the holidays so far?
Not really. Quite boring.
What about New Year's?
No, nothing. My mum's got work both New Year's and New Year's Day, so we can't do anything.
Oh, I so hope that 2021 is better than 2020.
Mm-hmm. How much COVID do you reckon we're going to get next year?
I mean, it's going down now, but I don't want to think so. So I reckon we'll get a few more cases.
I reckon we're still going to have it until like April or something.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just want COVID to go away already. Even though it's like so much worse over in America. Have you seen how many cases they have?
Yeah. It's stupid.
Like, I would much rather Biden over Trump, but Biden, get your head in the game and get your COVID restrictions, like, better.
Has he done anything about not yet?
I mean, I don't know, so I don't want to make accusations, but I haven't personally seen anything. And also, with all the elections and stuff, everybody grouped together to go see it, like, it's so dumb how many conventions is still going on over there and stuff. And people still having house parties. Like, there's been so much YouTube drama over that with people having house parties and stuff. Which they shouldn't. Like, there were a lot of dumb people over here in Australia, but definitely not as much over in America. Like, most of us did listen to the restrictions, and look where we're at now. Barely any cases.
Well, if you think about it, the US has a bigger population.
Yeah.
Or imagine how bad it would be with all the college parties.
Yeah.
Like, with all the rats and school parties.
Exactly.
Because they're always crowded.
Oh my god. Do you know what my New Year's resolution is?
What?
To never miss an upload on my podcast. Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I don't think I do.
To read as many books as possible.
Yeah.
For 2021, you should count how many books you read.
I started that in... Oh, whoops. I did that in 2019, and then I didn't do it this year. So I might do it again.
Yeah, you should. Oh, did you...
Came up to 73 books.
Did you, oh my god, I can't think. What was I gonna say? Oh my god. I can't wait to just be done with 2021.
Why's that?
It's just been such a sucky year. Like, I...
2021.
2020, I mean. Oh, my God. It's just, like... one of the worst years ever. If you guys didn't know, this is me and Desi's second time trying to film this podcast, record it, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to do?
What?
Well, not trying right now, but, like, at one point, I hope that when I'm 18 or whatever age and I've got my own place and stuff and I've moved out, I want my own podcast studio with, like, a lounge and, like, everything a podcast studio needs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, it'll be so much better than just this. Oh my god, I It'll be so much better. I just want it already. But, you know, yeah. So, is there anything you want to talk about?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do you know who you share the most classes with yet on your timetable for next year?
No, not yet. I know I share art with Amelia.
Oh, yeah. Because I know I share half my subjects with you.
Yeah.
I need to talk to Toby because I feel like me and him are going to have a lot of subjects together.
Do you think?
Because, yeah, well, we have, we both have music together. He told me that. So I'm just wondering if he's going to be in the same core classes or not now.
Yeah. Do you think year 10 is going to be a lot harder than year 9?
I have no... Yes, I do, actually. I'm not looking forward to it. Did I well? Do you know who you would have shared a lot of classes with? Aren't anymore.
What do you mean?
Rose. She had a lot of classes with me.
Really?
On her timetable.
Like a lot?
Mm-hmm. Like, she had three. Wait, no, two or three, I can't remember. But yeah. Out of six subjects.
Jeez. By the way, Chloe's been in a lot less podcast episodes recently. One does come out on New Year's though with her. But there's been like three episodes recently with her not in it.
Well, I guess she's busy.
Yeah. Well, apparently she's been sleeping a lot. And also, she's going camping for the next few days. But I do have the next 3 weeks of podcasts done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy to think that this comes out in 2021. Like, I feel like when everybody in 2019 was like, 2020 is going to be so good, they just jinxed us all. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I feel like people are going to jinx next year as well.
Yeah, well, just because people are sick of COVID. No. Wait, what was I going to say? Just because people are tired of COVID doesn't mean it's gone.
Yeah.
God. Wait, did we even introduce it at the beginning of the podcast? Did we even introduce you at the beginning of the podcast?
I don't know, did we?
I don't know. Oh, God.
I know we did on the first take, but I don't know about this one.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we did. So if you guys are still listening, this is Destiny. She was on season one of the podcast. Our horoscope's nerdy. You can still go check that out. Gosh.
I don't think we did introduce.
I don't think we did. We just got straight into the Harry Potter quizzes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You know what?
Oh well.
Well, you know what you need to do?
What?
Make a podcast where you review books. That would be such a Ravenclaw podcast.
I'm currently reading free books at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I could...
There's one book I want you to read. It will confuse the hell out of you.
What do you mean?
Oh, there's this book... I read it. It's quite a short book, actually. It's really good. But, like, right near the end, there's this massive plot twist that makes you rethink everything you read throughout the whole book.
That is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would probably read it.
But, yeah. It's called Birdie by Jess Ballas.
Yeah. Would like, so just say you had your own podcast, okay, and it was a book one. Would you do each episode as one book or one chapter of a book?
I don't know. I was thinking that.
Like,
I would like to think one book, but I don't know.
Because if it, do you think you could read one book in a week or like 5 days?
Mm-hmm. I can read a whole book in 3 days if I really wanted to.
Yeah, but there's also the fact...
The book I wanted to read, I could finish it in 2 days.
Well, there's also the fact that you don't want to be, like, really rushed as well into finishing it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we could do, though? We could have, like, a book club podcast, so is it just me? It can be other people.
Oh, and it could be like,
and we can share our thoughts on it, and like,
yeah, and it could be named the book club.
Yeah,
you've already got the name of your podcast.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. And I already know the first few books that I want to do. Should it be the same people or different people every time?
I reckon you should be the host, but you can have guests on there that like the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I want to do it so someone reads like the same book with me, like within the same amount of time.
Yeah.
So it isn't like that much of a long distance between reading the book and that.
Would you like... read the book in the podcast, or would you like recap the chapter? Like, oh, this person did this.
I reckon if need be, I would quote like a chapter or whatever. Like, I'll use quotes from the book to reference it.
Oh, I've got an idea. But maybe for like. So, let's say you were doing Shadowhunters, okay? For maybe, like, that book series, you can have one person doing it with you. And then another book series, just say, like, Twilight or something, or The Vampire Diaries, you could have another person doing it with you. So you're, like, always there, but you have, like, different co-hosts for each season or whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then with the series thing, we can use what's the best book out of the series and why.
Yeah.
Wait, should we do series or trilogies? Not trilogies, chronicle things. Because you know how the whole Shadowhunter Chronicles have like four different book series and that in it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's what is the
And all that? Wait, no.
it's your podcast. If you do want one, at least. I mean, it's a little
Yeah.
way to make money, so. And it's really fun. But would you be able
I'll do series.
but
Huh?
the thing is
I be able to what?
with you don't always have internet, so would you be able to frequently bring out episodes?
Well, if need be, you can always hotspot me at
And
school.
you would do the podcast episode at school.
No. Do you need internet to record a podcast? To
I
record
think
it?
so. Oh God. Okay.
Oh, I'll figure something out.
Well, how often do you get internet?
I don't know, whenever my mom feels like it, really. So,
And
twice, three times a week, sometimes.
because with this,
It all changes. Like, I have it more now that it's the holidays. Like, I'm getting it more because it's the holidays, but.
yeah, with Anchor, you can like pre-film episodes and schedule them. Like with this one, I'm pre-filming it and then it's scheduled for January 13th or something like that. And I can still record other episodes and schedule them for before or after. So whenever you have internet, you could like pre-film three episodes, and that's 3 weeks if you're gonna post weekly. Would you post weekly or like what? Weekly, a few times a week, like every
Why?
fortnight.
Not sure yet.
I used to do 3 times a week, I think, and it was just so overwhelming, so I changed to once a week.
Do
It was just like, you think that's too spread out? Sorry about that, guys. Destiny internet went out or something, but that's the end of the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Watch out for the book club podcast if she makes one. Love you all.